This is Jill Dittmeyer back with you at 5:44 on this Wednesday afternoon. Well, Dan Gosling plays the trumpet for a living, so it's very important for him to put his money where his mouth is, and he has done that in more ways than one, and it's okay to talk about it here on Public Radio. Dan joins us live in studio this afternoon. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me.
And you are a trumpet player, and many people have seen you play with the Symphony Orchestra and other areas as well, but about 10 years ago, you came up with a product that most people would never even think that a musician that plays a brass instrument might need.
Well, this was quite random and by accident, as it turned out. I was, as you said, I was playing professionally for, at that time, it would have been about 25 years in lots of different venues across central Indiana, Indianapolis Symphony. I was the principal trumpet of the Indianapolis Chamber Orchestra for many years. I also taught at Butler University for a few years, and it was one of my Butler students who was told me in a random conversation we were having one day about how he treated a lip injury with this herb called arnica. He was in a marching band collision, as it were, which is not a good thing if you've got a...
Doesn't sound good.
No, brass instrument up to your lips.
Very loud and probably very painful.
Yes, someone ran into him. They weren't sure where they were going at the time, and he ended up with this horrible bruise on his lips, and he healed it, treated it with this herb. And as he's telling me this story, I just kind of looked at him because I'd never heard of arnica. And he said, well, it's a natural anti-inflammatory. You can find it in any health food store. And I said, really? So I literally the next day I was looking for some arnica, and he told me where I could find it. And I thought, what if somebody incorporated that ingredient and made a better, we call it lip balm, of course. Most people refer to it by a brand name, mm-hmm. Chapstick.
But yours is Gosling's Original Chop Saver Lip Care.
Yes.
The chops, that's
chops.
Kind of another musical
right.
term
so
there,
musicians
too.
Call their lips their chops. And we went around, and when we all realized that I was kind of serious about doing this, and I had now 6 weeks down the road from that initial conversation, I actually had a pretty cool formula. I had this stuff that I literally came up with in my kitchen. I was like a mad scientist just trying to come up with something. And when I finally did, I started passing this around to my musician colleagues here in Indianapolis, and that every one of them said, I don't know what you've got in here, but this is the best stuff I've ever used.
Because it's all natural, original.
Right. There's all natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It started with the arnica. I started working with things like shea butter, avocado oil, grapeseed oil, aloe, things that I kind of inherently knew were good for you. But after I did some more research and actually did some consulting with an herbalist mm-hmm. and found other plant-based ingredients that were very therapeutic for your skin and for your lips, came up with this formula, and then I think I'm serious about this. We got to come up with a name for it, and we had dozens of names we kept coming back to Chop Saver. It just seemed like kind of hinted at where it came from, the musical background. Anytime we tried looking for something that had to do with lips on the internet, Google was a thing back then, which is a great thing because I could do a lot of research rather quickly, but when we looked for anything that had to do with lips, it took us to websites that you wouldn't want kids going to. So yeah. We decided we need to find something a little more.
And you were able to get it into music stores at the time and kind
right.
of word of mouth and online. But now it's available in CVS stores across the country.
Yes, it is.
And you're also going to be on Inside Indiana Business with Gary Dick this weekend, too, so people can check it out and
yes.
see a little bit more. We're running out of time here today, but you've got your trumpet with you.
Well, I do. I always happen to have it close by.
I think you're going to play a little something for Carl on the way out.
Oh,
but
boy.
Congratulations. An entrepreneur from right here in Indianapolis. Good luck with that product.
Thank you. Check out your local CVS. You'll find it there.
All Things Considered is made possible on 90.1 by your membership and by the Indiana Wind Symphony and Bill Estes Auto Group presenting Celebration of Bands, a two-day event of band music from Mozart to Dixieland, Friday, September 18th in downtown Carmel and Saturday the 19th at the Palladium. More information at CarmelCelebrationOfBands.com and by Corson Fire and Security, committed to helping facilities be safe and up to code with security and fire protection systems since 1946. For code considerations or safety analysis, more information is available at Corson.com. That's KOORSEN.com. And by the Indie Jazz Fest, announcing the 2015 Signature Series at the Madam Walker Theater, featuring jazz vocalists Diane Reeves, Take Six, and Jonathan Butler. September 10th to the 19th, tickets and showtimes at IndieJazzFest.net. And by the White River Alliance, dedicated to Central Indiana's water needs. More on how to help and the White River Celebration and Stewardship Awards, September 29th at WhiteRiverFestival.org. This Metro Traffic Report is made possible by your membership and by the American Association of Cancer Research at AACRFoundation.org. We have an accident on the east side, 10th Street at Rural Street, as well as another crash, Fall Creek Road at 79th Street, and another crash for us, State Road 267, just south of U.S. 36. It's All Things Considered on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio for Indianapolis.